The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
And launch team, be advised, stay at your consoles. Everyone in the LCC, maintain your positions in your consoles. In the LCC, maintain positions at your console.
All right, that's what it sounded like. Did you hear that boom sound? Yeah, that was a rocket exploding. It happened on Tuesday night along the shoreline of the Virginia coast. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A rocket exploding, but people who saw it thought it was a bomb that went off, and it was a crazy thing to witness. It was just that loud boom, and you could hear that in that piece of tape right there, and actually seeing it was pretty spectacular looking. Luckily, nobody hurt that anybody knows of. There probably is going to be debris in the ocean that people may come across. Do they know what happened? No, not at this point. They have to reconstruct what happened. In other words, take the parts and piece them together in the next couple of weeks and try to figure that out, what caused it to go awry. The rocket was going up to the International Space Station and was going to deliver, among other things, 5,000 pounds of supplies that included a ton of food, but it's not going to reach its destination, obviously. It's gone. And because NASA's not doing that sort of thing, this was an unmanned spacecraft, basically, rocket, and it just plummeted back to the Earth, just boom, and just massive flames everywhere. Because NASA's not doing that, now they're just investigating it. But it was a pretty pricey ride that exploded, because whatever you would tack on to that, we're renting it, if you will. And, I mean, just a colossal fire, but that's what you would expect you would see. It wasn't very long into it that it went down. It was just completely scrubbed. 6:22, it had been set to launch. Then those loud booms comes back down. The cost, probably $200 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. And the rocket, by the way, was an Orbital Science Corporation's rocket. And it's not going to make the people, I'm sure, on the space station particularly happy because they're waiting for those supplies. Not that they're running out of supplies and it's an episode of Gravity up there. And there's chaos, but there's a system to this. So now they got to re-rack and figure out what they're going to do there. And the next rocket they're going to send up and figure out what happened with this one. Because a lot of preparation, of course, goes into this. There's a ton of propellant that you would need to take a spacecraft the size of the unmanned rocket and move it the way it does, 25 times the speed of sound. Think about it that way. So if one of those rockets fails, you're going to get the explosion in the sky that we saw. So NASA and private companies like Orbital are desperate to find out what happened because it's cost a whole bunch of money, and now time and the effort of all the people that are part of this project and have to re-rack and send more stuff up to the space station. But it was crazy. If you were in your car and you're driving along, you look over and you see that, whoa, it would be mind blowing. It was that flammable, just boom, bright sky. And I know there's no way you would say, oh, that's right, that unmanned rocket was going up. Yeah, didn't they have 1,300 pounds of food on that? Didn't they have that? Yeah. And also, too, a third of the spacecraft's cargo was material for scientific investigations like a Houston school's experiment. They had some kids' stuff on there. A Houston experiment on pea growth and a study of blood flow in space. The pea growth, we're talking about the little tiny peas that you eat. But certainly that's, you know, scrubbed for now. And now they either resupply the space station or we have to rely on somebody else to help us, like the Russians. Oh, yeah. We are entangled with the Russians. This was one of the things I worried about from the beginning. So they're stocked with cargo and crew supplies, and they're going to launch from their space launching pad that they have. They're doing one in December, so maybe our supplies end up going up that way. Do you think there's a chalkboard and they keep a tally of this? Putin says, aha, niet, forget it. We're not going to take your stuff up there. We'll have to figure that one out. You know, it's crazy with the littlest thing. You think of some of the disasters. Think of the Challenger way back when. The first teacher on board, Christy McAuliffe, and the O-ring, the problem. An O-ring of all things tripping that up. So we move from the rocket exploding to what's coming up in this hour of America Tonight. We're going to have a conversation with Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota, who now has an incredibly popular podcast and a show called Off the Grid. He lives part-time in Mexico, and he shares his thoughts on what he thinks we should do as a nation when we're trying to elect people. Just totally scrub the two-party system, but even forget the three-party system. He has something completely different in mind. And one of the things we'll talk about is something I agree with. It's this maximum wage, meaning, you know, we talk about minimum wage, but what about the stories you read in some of these corporations with what a CEO is making, and it's like a bazillion dollars off the chart? Nowhere near, you know, 50 times more than the average employee. And there becomes that inequality in the feelings of the people who work underneath the CEO. And of course, I'm a capitalist because I believe in our system and I think it works. But there is a runaway train when it's way too much and way too greedy and way too ridiculous. And especially with what we see happening with, you know, with cuts and stuff. So somebody gets cut from a job and they lay off thousands of people. And then you read about the CEO who then picks up another job, by the way, someplace else. And the maximum wage, it's an interesting theory that's being discussed, not just Jesse Ventura, but others are. And they do this in Switzerland. And Japan has had laws like this for years, that there's only so much. You can be filthy rich, of course, but there's a ceiling on that. It's like a salary cap, just like the athletes. You can only make, whatever, 12 times what the lowest paid worker at a company makes. Now, some people wouldn't like that idea because they think it would be slapping the rules and capping things off, but that's just like salary caps in sports. I don't know. It makes it pretty interesting. Even the great Peter Drucker, the father of business management, said one time that the CEO to worker salary ratio should not exceed 20.1. Jesse Ventura next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and of course all of you in those nooks and crannies across America getting ready for yet another election. The former governor of Minnesota, who now does a show called Off the Grid, love that title, and he has a very, very popular podcast called We the People. Jesse Ventura joins us from our virtual green room. Jesse, how are you?
Good, but I don't like being in the green room. You know what that is? It's San Quentin, don't you?
What is it?
That's where they take the prisoners that they're going to put that are on death row.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's a blue room.
I laughed about that they, you know, in the business, you're always put in the green room, and I've always felt a little uncomfortable with that.
Just for you, we're changing the color for sure.
Okay.
You know what it's like to be in office. You saw what it was like, that whole political log jam, although it was a little bit different when you were the governor of Minnesota. Do you think we need to step away from a two-party system?
I think I now don't even support a third party. I've taken up the position that we need to pretty much outlaw political parties. We need to make them political action committees. And the first thing that we need to do is on all election ballots, I ask the question, why is a political party put on the ballot? Why not just the candidate's name?
Mm.
And that would be a way to start. That could be a grassroots thing that could be done at the local level. Because to me, the third party's a nice thought, but in order to compete, they would have to bastardize themselves like the other two, and you've already got a two-headed monster. Why would you want a three-headed one?
Yeah. So, you said it. It'd have to be a grassroots kind of thing, and you'd really have to get a lot of momentum for it, but people are tired of what they're seeing, don't you think?
Well, that's the way it's got to happen. It's certainly not going to come from the top down. Do you think for 1 minute the Democrats and Republicans want to face a third contender? They tried it in Minnesota, and I beat them. You know, people don't realize what we did in Minnesota. It was remarkable. I only raised $300,000. That's all I raised. But they allowed me in the debates, and I was polling 10% at the primary, and 8 weeks later I was the governor. And
yeah.
They can't, the two parties can't allow that to happen, so they do everything in their power. And here's one place they do work together. They work together to ensure that there's no third or fourth option given to the people.
Yeah, and if it was just names on the ballot, and we had more public discussion, I agree with that. If you have more debate, it would be great.
It would then require the voter to educate himself on who is John Jones, this candidate. What does he stand for? And personally, I would rather have people walk in there and go eeny, meeny, miny, moe than what we got today.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think it's awful what we have, because all we're talking about is numbers, and you know that's the big storyline in these upcoming midterm elections. Is the Senate going to flip?
Have you looked at these pathetic ads on TV? They're embarrassing. They show to the level of which politics has sunk. I mean, you watch the ads, and it's like the opponent should be locked up in prison for committing crimes. But in the case of Democrats and Republicans, maybe they are committing crimes.
It's a touche, for sure. One of the things that people, well, you say voters educating themselves. One of the things that people are upset about, especially in the border states, and you know a lot about this, is immigration. What do you think we need to do as far as immigration is concerned?
Well, you know, first of all, it's very racist, because you notice that right away when ISIS came around, they said they were going to sneak in through our Mexican border. Well, lo and behold, if you go back and if the story of 9/11 is true, they came through Canada. They did not come through Mexico. So you can't secure a border to that level. Do we want to be East Berlin? That's my question. Are we going to be East Berlin where we put walls up? I live in Mexico half the year. That's why my show's called Off the Grid. I'm down there off the grid. But point being, I travel across the border twice a year and live in a foreign country for 6 months of the year or more. And when I return to the United States, it's like Checkpoint Charlie. The only thing missing are the army tanks, and I'm sure they're on their way. Is that what we want our country to stand for?
Yeah, we don't want to see the tanks, that's for sure. We saw what happened in Ferguson.
I mean, and the point there, I just saw a poll today. I was doing my show. And did you know that well over 26, but by far and away, Pakistan second at 8%, China at 6%. It's like 23 or 24% of the world said they fear war. Who do they fear the most? The United States of America.
Wow.
Now, 25 years ago, people in other countries look to the United States. They wanted to emulate us. They wanted to be us. Today, they completely fear that we're going to rain war upon them. I mean, that's embarrassing. I, as an American, as a veteran, am embarrassed over the fact that 20, by far and away, double digits, the majority of people in the world fear the United States of America when it comes to war.
Yeah, that's frightening. I agree with you. I mean, I thought we were they were supposed to lean on us, the rest of the world,
exactly.
And that's what seems to happen.
We are now the aggressor, and that's how the rest of the world views us. You know, the problem's this. All the people in this country, and I'm fortunate, I leave it. People need to see this country from the outside looking in instead of the inside looking out.
Yeah, they get a different perspective, huh?
They certainly would.
Yeah,
but
when you're in,
end up like me, you know, I'm called controversial, I'm called this and that. And I guess I get that because I speak my mind and I tell the truth. You know, look how they've morphed the word truth. The word truth now is bad. You're called a truther, that's something bad. So that means lying is good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's happened. How can you take the word truth and morph it into a bad word? How can truth be bad?
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. I agree. I never thought about it that way in breaking down the word. You're right.
Well, that's why I was governor, you know. I see things a little different.
Exactly. You have different colored glasses.
Yeah.
They work.
Sure.
Yeah.
Truly, one of my main people on my staff said, "Governor, that's the unique thing about you. You see something, and you see it in a perspective generally that nobody else ever does."
Yeah. That's why you were elected, that's for sure. What do you think when, you know, we talk all about this money and the, with the airstrikes, we're spending $7 billion a day at one point. They were talking about a crazy number from a million to a billion, but it's really a million. But regardless, the foreign aid that we're shelling out, is this the right thing to do?
No, not in my opinion. Let me give it to you in basic science and history. Christopher Columbus, who discovered America for the Anglo-Saxon Europeans 600-700 years ago, his mission was he wanted to find an alternative way to India to avoid the Middle East. Now, he was willing to defy science and fall off the earth because they didn't know the earth was round then. But he was willing to fall off the earth rather than go through the Middle East. Now, shouldn't that tell us something? Nothing has changed over there. I am an advocate of pulling out of there, closing our embassies. Let's bring our people home. Enough is enough. And yeah. I'm tired of this. The wars over there, they don't affect us. Do they want us to truly believe ISIS is a threat to us? I'm a veteran, and they're always saying thank you for protecting our freedom. I'd like to know this. We're losing more freedom from our own government than we are any foreign entity.
Yeah, what do you think, though, with ISIS, with the beheadings and whatnot?
Well, that's culture over there. How many beheadings do the Saudis do every year? 30 or 40?
Yeah.
That's their culture over there. And our culture is we generally stick them in a toaster. What's the difference if you behead someone or fry them in a toaster or give them an injection? See, I'm anti-death penalty, but or give them an injection that sometimes don't work. That's been the latest around here, right?
Yeah, the injections especially, you're right.
My point is this. The United States of America needs to look in its own backyard, clean up our backyard, instead of worrying about everything going on throughout the world. We got enough problems of our own right here domestically. How about focusing on that for a while?
Yeah, speaking of that, I think what should really be the focus of the elections anyway is the whole economy, this minimum wage battle and talking about maximum wage.
On that, news is a great show that'll help get me in mainstream because I have a hard time getting in mainstream. I stand for something now. I want a maximum wage where you can't make over so much. And before people call me a communist and all that, wait a minute, because every professional sports team has a salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in place. It's out there. Let's put a salary cap on corporate CEOs. If you can't live on 15 or 10 to 15, $20 million a year, then maybe you ought to go see the toaster.
10 to 15 million or 20. Yeah, I love it.
Let's have a salary cap. This thing between worker and CEO, the separation of the money is so outrageous today. It's gone up 400-500%. How about a salary cap at the top?
Yeah, I love it. I agree with you. Salary cap.
About minimum wage. Let's put a salary cap at the top.
Yeah, how about that, folks? Jump on this. 855-266-5283. Jesse Ventura, we'll catch you on Off the Grid and your podcast, We the People. We appreciate you hanging with us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. And keep up the good work. Keep talking, because communication, we need it.
Thanks, Jesse.
Bye-bye.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's ManCow for you. Here it is, GCN.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Who's in, who's out for college football's first ever playoffs? Not set in stone, but we're getting closer. That's next with me, the sports princess with sports shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The first college football playoff rankings were released this week. No surprise, Mississippi State and Florida State, both unbeaten, are on top. Two more SEC West teams, Auburn and Ole Miss, round out the top four. The 12-member committee released the rest. Here's how it shook out. Oregon and Bama, 5 and 6. The remainder of the top 10, number 7, TCU, 8, Michigan State, 9, K-State, and number 10, Notre Dame. Some big games are left, could affect the rankings. They'll probably change, maybe, in the final choices. Auburn and Ole Miss play. Alabama visits Mississippi State on November 15th. Auburn and Alabama meet on the 29th. That same day, Mississippi State has a game with Ole Miss. Whew. So the stage is set for the national championship game, January 12th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Even if the teams aren't, I'm the sports princess, and that's Sports Shorts.
Come away with me in the night. come away with me, and I will.
All right, it is interesting. Now, for the first time, the college football poll. Remember, you have that 12-member committee. Condi Rice is on that committee. There's some interesting folks. This was the idea. You would have a playoff, and you would really pull from different sources instead of going with the same old, you know, measuring whatever the weight of the schedule, using the poll of polls with the AP and the coaches' polls. And they're still doing things with coaches, et cetera. But I think it's such a smart thing to do. And a lot of people I know that cover exclusively college football think that this is just a game changer. And now you got Mississippi State shocking everybody, the Bulldogs, undefeated, sitting there on top, as I mentioned in that piece. And the selection committee ultimately picks the four teams that play in the national semifinals, and they set the matchups for the four big New Year's Day bowls that are part of the playoff rotation, which I think it makes it very exciting. So if it were today, in other words, the teams would be Mississippi State, Florida State, Auburn, perhaps, see, that's the thing. With some of these games that are coming up, some of those other teams could sneak in there. And so it's tough to say. That's why I said the stage is set. Well, sort of, because we have some difficult games coming up, so it might not be what you think. So, you know, would it stick with Mississippi State, Florida State, Auburn, and Mississippi? Can you imagine that? If you had the two Mississippi teams in there, that'd be crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And jumping ahead is going to be really, really tough because there are 18 one-loss teams right now at this point, and the margin is pretty slim. So that selection committee doesn't have a tough time there if you have the undefeateds, which you currently have when I was talking about those, when I was talking about Mississippi, obviously, especially. All right, let's move along. And if you want to throw in your two cents and some of the stuff we've been shaking the trees on, you certainly can do that. I thought it was interesting. Jesse Ventura really hit it for me with the maximum wage, the whole idea of a salary cap for the company CEO makes sense. We see it in Japan and in Switzerland, and there is a movement afoot to try to have that happen in the United States. I mean, if it's a private company and they're not trading, you know, you could say, well, you can do what you want. But when you're talking about the crazy, crazy difference in salary from the lowest employee to what ultimately is the CEO, a lot of times that makes a big difference. That's why smart companies don't do that. That's why CEOs who are smart don't do that, and they get more productive people usually, and you don't necessarily have a lot of problems along the way because of the things that are written. Let's go to Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Oh, okay. I think I have a solution for the voting problem in the United States.
Let's hear it.
What is known as a preferential voting system. It doesn't matter how few or how many candidates are on the ballot. They're all put on the one ballot, and you mark in order of preference. So I'll throw out six names. Alan West, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Hillary Clinton, Harry Reid, and Joe Biden. I mean, you know, that's probably a good solid list of people that could run for the presidency in 2016. And what you would do, you would go through the order on the ballot would be drawn out of a hat prior to them being printed up, not just in order by the party or what have you. So what you would do now, in my case, this would be my order of preference. Next to Alan West, I'd put a one. Next to Rand Paul, I'd put a two. Ted Cruz, a three. Joe Biden, a four, Harry Reid, five, and Hillary Clinton, a six. Now, when it comes time to count them up, they lay them all out and count them up against all those with a one next to their name. So all those with Alan West with a one next to their name, it's put in the Alan West pile and so on down the line. Now, if somebody doesn't have 50.01% of the vote, the person with the least number of votes is removed from it, and then it goes to what people on those ballots put as the number two. And so it comes down to a point, to a thing is, if I can't have candidate A for this elected position, I would like to see candidate B get to that position, or candidate C. So in the end, it comes down to two people remaining in the argument, and everyone's preferences are played out. And this it enables second, third, fourth, fifth parties to compete at least on the ballot equally without splitting the vote, and it allows for independents to at least compete on the ballot without splitting the vote, say between an independent and a major party affiliated candidate who have similar ideas. You know, not only that, in the United States, it would remove that whole idea of primaries. And I actually think it would be cheaper for the candidates to run.
Yeah.
First of all, you wouldn't have to raise millions and millions of dollars to eliminate all of your so-called friends,
right,
those that believe alongside with you, then have to go and raise millions and millions of more dollars to beat the other guys. Everyone gets thrown into the pot, and you know, while it sounds a little confusing on the surface, having worked with it, well, all of my voting life since I was 18, it really does lay out the desires of the people. And after all, in the United States, isn't it meant to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people? So
yeah,
the people's wishes need to be addressed. You know, one of the biggest complaints I always hear is, well, we get to vote for the president, but we don't get to pick who the vice president's going to be. With this, you could just have a separate ballot for the vice president, you know, the candidates for the vice president. Admittedly, that then leaves it open that you might have, say, Alan West as the president and Harry Reid as the vice president. I know it's a scary thought, but
I love it. Yeah. Yeah, and so you're saying you've done this, obviously being an Australian, and do people complain, or does it seem to work out? People are always going to complain, but does the system seem to work out pretty well?
Okay, for our equivalent of the Congress, yes, because there's usually only a small number of candidates. And we don't, in Australia, they don't actually vote for the top job, who the Prime Minister is going to be. Who's ever the leader of the party that gets the most seats in the House of Representatives becomes the Prime Minister. In the Senate, on the other hand, they've got two systems up, because usually, was it last election in the state of Victoria, I believe there were close to 600 candidates running for the Senate for only three Senate seats. And which makes it a bit of a nightmare numbering from 1 to 600. So you can either go above the line where you just put a 1 next to the party or the affiliation that you're most aligned with, or below the line where you've got to mark 1 to however many that's there. That's only been where the big complaint is, when it got the Senate races just got so big.
Yeah, boy. You know, I love that idea, though. That could really work in the United States.
Well, yeah. But, when we look at the last presidential election, where there were a lot of very strong Republican candidates.
Yeah.
Now, had they have not had to beat the snot out of each other prior to the election, I mean, you know, the biggest complaint I saw was Mitt Romney was the wrong person for for the job that, you know, could muster enough backroom party support. You know, there were some good, strong candidates there who don't have that party machine behind them, that had they have been allowed to progress to the vote in such a way that would not have split the vote. And that's been one of the arguments came up with a third party. It split the vote.
Oh, Ralph Nader? Are you talking about when Ralph Nader split the vote? Third party, what a difference that made there. Jack, we're up against it, but I like the idea overall, plus saving money. Oh, Nail the Score is next.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, it's that time of the week. We actually jumped it up a little bit, so I didn't want to confuse everyone. If you're listening to me wherever, whatever hamlet you hail from, you can compete in Nail the Score. You don't have to love football. It's about winning. It's about bragging rights, and it's about winning some prizes from America tonight. Once we announce the game of the week, you have to call in, tell me who you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be. How easy is that? So without further ado, this time Matt Johnson had to use all of his muscles from broom ball to pull out the plush computer that the mothership spared no expense on to be able to work this show. So let it fly, Matt.
You have mail, mistress.
Mail? Oh, me, oh, my, oh. Okay, so week 8 is in the books. Week 9, believe it or not, the computer has chosen. I'm just laughing at this because I think it's going to be really, really tough to pick the winner of this one. But it's the Patriots and the Broncos. It is in New England. And this is November, right? So I'm going to say Broncos win it. I'm going to say the final score is 38-34. So I'm going with Broncos. Matt, you actually get to try to nail the score. What do you think happens?
Man, I don't know. These Brady-Manning matchups are always brutal. So crazy. I think the Broncos are the better team, but being it's in New England, you get a little bit of some leeway to the Patriots. I still think the way Denver's defense is playing, it's so good, and Denver's offense has always been good. I think Denver's going to pull it out, but I think it won't be as high scoring as you say. I think it'll be 28-24 Denver.
All right, 28-24 Denver. And Matt, just so you know, you're not eligible for any prizes.
I've played this game before.
All right, if you want to play, jump in on it right now. So you didn't win the lottery. And by the way, nobody won the lottery. So guess what Mega Millions Friday night drawing is worth? $284 million. Oh, yeah. So you're not going to win that money here, but you're going to be really happy if you win. Is it going to be the Broncos or the Patriots? The Patriots have a 6-2 record. The Broncos 6-1. I think what Matt said is spot on. It's a Manning-Brady duel, and it's always fun to watch the two of them. You never know what's going to happen. If you looked at them statistically, Brady has 18 touchdowns, Manning 22. Manning is over 2,000 yards, as Brady is as well. There's so many things that are equal to what's happened with them, but think of the venue. Yeah. I still say Broncos pull it out. The wise guys say Denver are giving up 3.5. That's how they feel. The over-under on the game is 56 points. If you want to jump in on it, you got to do it now, sleepyheads. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or shoot me a guess, as many of you do, Sharon B. in Portland, and others like Joseph in Illinois, like Dave in Vermont. You have to do it now. You have to do it before the top of the hour. 855-266-5283 or America Tonight. The game is, it's a choice. Either you say Denver or New England, and you just tell me what you think the score is going to be. Grim is on the horn. Hey, Grim.
You know, I'm a mile high. I'm going for the Broncos now. You know that. So it's going to be 24, and I'm going to say the Patriots are going to do a couple of touchdowns and a field goal, 17.
Wow. All right, so you like it to keep it low, too, just like Matt said, 24-17. Grim, you are locked and loaded, as they say. Jack sent in a score. He says Denver 21, Patriots 14. So another Denver, this time Jack. This one from Joseph, and Joseph says Broncos all the way. Final score on that one is 24-14. Interesting. And if you want to play, you can. 855-266-5283. Or, not to get distracted by the email, send me an email, americatonight.net. It's a fun little thing that we do each and every week. Nail the score. The computer randomly picked the game of the week. It's a late game, late afternoon game on Sunday on CBS 425, rather, kick. 425, it kicks, and there's always so much riding on this game between these two massively competitive quarterbacks, but just the teams. It's never been disappointing, I can tell you that, never, to watch either one of these teams go head-to-head. And I think the Broncos seem like the right pick, but there is something about playing in front of your home crowd, and the Patriots do this very, very well. You cannot just take this lightly. It's funny because I was looking at the Broncos' schedule, and their schedule as they go down and where they finish, I mean, they finish on a really light note. They've got New England this week, but they of course have a couple against Oakland, and the next one is also on the road. That's at Oakland. Then they have St. Louis on the road. Then they have Miami at home, KC at KC, Buffalo at home, at San Diego, that's going to be a tough one, at Cincinnati, that's also, I think, going to be tough because that's December 22nd. And then rounding out the year, they finish with Oakland again on the 28th, but Oakland has got nothing, no steam, they're going nowhere fast. So they get a couple of what I would say layup matchups, and then they have a few others that could trip them up a little bit. But they're first in the AFC West right now, the Broncos are. And that's why I think that Ann says, Kate, I'm writing in for Tim, my brother. He thought it was a different night, so we scrambled. But he likes Denver, and he really thinks Denver's going to run up the score. He's saying 40 to 30, 40 to 30. Wow. Well, that's a high-scoring game all the way around, no matter how you look at that. If you're talking about scoring 70 points, my goodness. Somebody would be busy keeping the stats in the press box if it was that high. Here's another one from the Tumblr. Hey, Kate, I've only done this a couple of times. I just happened to catch you when I flipped you on. I'm listening to you in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for mentioning us as much as you do. There are a lot of people in Sarasota that are fans of, believe it or not, the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe it's just some of the people I know. And the Cowboys are playing the Cardinals after losing to Washington. I go with the Cowboys. Final score, 28-7. I really think they're going to limit what's happening on the scoreboard. So I'm going with Denver, rather, not to be confusing to you. I'm going with Denver. And I think that there is no way that that they have a lot of problems in this game with the Patriots. Maybe I'm confused. Maybe he's confused. I don't know. That sounded confusing. I know. It's late. It's early. It's depending on where you are. It's fun, right? Nail the score. Tell your friends. And if you send me an email, I promise I'll get to it and we'll record it so you'll be duly noted just in case you nail the score because you didn't win the lottery. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.